Wait, we were in the canoe.
Go.
Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare
Thank you. Samsaradava Nanalida Loka Tranaya Karuna Konaganada Samsaradava Nanalida Loka Tranaya Karuna Saradava Nanalila Loka Ranaya Karuna Vanaganadam Nanalila Loka Ranaya Karuna Vanaganadam Pratasya Kalya Vande Guru Ji Charanaravinda Vrata Chakalana Kunana Vaya Vande Guru Ji Charanaravinda Mahaprabhu Gita Tananida Gita Adhita Majan Manasura Sena Mahabrabhu Ke Tananita Gita Adhita Majan Manasura Sena Mahabrabhu Ke Tananita Gita
Bhagavad Prasadam Sadhana Tha
Wolfsrippen vor dir tastet Haiva. Priya Eva Tasya
Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Shila Prabhupada. Krishna Pandaya, Prabhupada Shuddha Namah, Thank you.
Thank you. Hare 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 Rama Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare 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 Rama
Hare Krishna, Krishna What phase, Tom? one's good. What tape you want? The fuck tape? Thank you.
You don't need any of this water, right?
Thank you. Thank you. Waiting for Kibera to come up.
We're waiting for Kibera, huh? As soon as it comes up, we'll move.
Now the meditations of the yogis, the yogi persons who Indeed, the branches are bending down to the small cottage is shining beautifully within the most enchanting garden called Swan, the secret of Philip, the work that gives one the happiness of his own bliss. Living there, I will sing Krishna's holy name, and I will greatly hanker for that time when I will get the personal service he is associated. Secondly, while chanting and meditating like this, the songs of the divine fruit will enter the snakes of the seal. Becoming madly excited by such a sound, I will forget everything and will only listen spellbound to those wonderful songs of Sri Krishna's flute. The low, deep sound of his long, virali flute will call out loudly and madly the very name of my own worshipable king. Startled with wonder by hearing such a sound, his maidservant will jump up in great haste with an extremely anxious heart, not knowing what to do next. Thus waiting in my solitary cottage, I will constantly remain absorbed in the remembrance of Sri Radha's lotus feet. After some time, I will eventually see Sri Rupanjari approaching. Coming up to me, she will say some very nice things to me. She will say, "Oh Sati, my dear friend, what are you doing sitting here? Come to find me. Just see who is coming." The divine couple will now perform the splendors, unparalleled transcendental being. And today you will be one of the maidservants of the Lord's feet. The real treasure of the devotees of Raj is the Swarasi Prasiddhi, the eternal perfection of the personal mouth they each express. And these individual moods are transcendentally fickle and supreme riches. In contrast, neither the meditations of the yogis nor the impersonal speculations of the Brahmavadis cannot bring such practitioners anywhere near the realm of such transcendental metals. So naturally exhibited by each of the Rajagopis. If I could see them personally performing their midday pastimes there with Radha, I would be very much desirous of serving the least of Shiva. And whenever I get an opportunity to render some small service, I perform my act as a master of session and will thus become rich with the divine treasure of the Buddhist.
Thank you.
comes in. Did someone move something? Did someone move something? No, he doesn't have to come. Guru is sweeping, so I locked the door because up and down traffic, Guru is sweeping very lightly. Yeah, unless he knows it's an emergency, then perhaps Bhaz will knock on the door lightly, because you know when Guru is awake, it's like. Yeah, I'll be sitting by that window. So like I said, I'll be sitting by the window and I'll be reading there. So you can come and talk to me there as well. Thank you, sir.
humble I bow down to all the inhabitants of the holy land of Bumblebee, and humbly beg for the breath of your mercy. I will sing in the dust of the Vaishnava's lotus feet for all over my body, and I will wander around wearing the dress of a madman. When will I make no distinction between the holy land of Gauravanga and Vaishnava? At that time, I shall be transformed into the Vajrasa. Then, I will see the true form of the transcendental realm of opening up the door of my eyes. And I will thus become one of the great saints who shoot up in my hand. Psalm 2, take my breath in my eyes. When will I be able to leave my gross body and leave the pain far behind? And in a split second, I will completely forget about all these thoughts and external affairs and behold the exquisite moon of the divine realm of joy, which is completely pervaded with the eternal consciousness. I shall then take birth in the town of Kandushimadi, and I will be married nearby in the town of Jabba. By this position, I shall be now the central town of the world, and I shall not know any of the demons. I shall obtain my own eternal spiritual body, and my name, and specified by beauty, and the rest, for the pleasure of worship. And when by the power of Sri Radha's causeless mercy will I be allowed entrance into the method to express the root of all the selfless condition? As I go with the water cloth of Radha to draw water from the Jamuna River, I shall cherish remembrance of the ecstatic melodies of our shape of the Jamuna Dhamma. Thus, being enchanted by the sublime wonder of love, I will wild and sing the words of Sri Radha with the mouth of my heart. While I'm thus singing, will be Lakshmajari and Mandanajari come along on the same footpath, and seeing me in this great state of mind, begin speaking to me with the sweetest and sweetest words. They will say, come, Sakya, a very good friend. From now on, you will be counted amongst the attendants of Shiva Yasaka. Giving up all your household concerns and fears of transgressing sin religious principles, just come along with us now and worship Krishna Mata Krishna. Hearing such sweet words, I will unhesitatingly take shelter in the Lord's feet of both these sufferers. Then, they will show me merciful favor by taking me by the hand into the forest, finally bringing me into the presence of Shiva Mata Krishna. Then, the most beautiful Lalita Sundari will be here very graciously towards me, and will accept me as one of her own maidservants. She will give me residence in a small cottage with her own garden, allowing me to be intensely analyzed as a maidservant. Lesson 4. Training of the maidservants. When will Lalita Sundari foster me as her own as final maidservant? Hopefully, she will train me up and eventually offer me a good word to speak to Srila Kulavadana, listening and partying at her disposal for rendering various services according to their own responsibilities. When will Srila Kulavadana take me along with her to the banks of Srila Kulavadana to give me lessons in the performance of service and cleansing of demons? She will take me there and make me practice by following her instructions and demons. Thus, I will pass my time giving the greatest delight within my heart. At the lotus feet of Shiva Shaka, I will learn to play music and sing songs, which is full of transcendental melodies of Krishna's pastimes. All the other sakis in my group, including Sri Rakhimanjari and Sri Rasamanjari, will also welcome me into their fold with the most kind and affectionate feelings. All of us will thus stay together, feeling the greatest of being blessed and the perpetually reign of the lotus feet of humanity. When will I achieve this highest excellence of spiritual perfection, whereby I will attain the intoxicating honey flowing from the lotus feet of humanity? So, the banks of Sri Radhakrishna are made of billions of conscious, ecstatic, desire, and thirsty. And surrounding the lake are hungry branches bending down to the ground due to the weight of so many intelligent spirits. My small cottage is shining beautifully with the most enchanting garden of the salon and the secret food, the work of peaceful happiness of his holiness. Living there, I will sing Krishna's holy name, and I will greatly thank you for that time when I was at the Krishna series to me and my associate. Suddenly, while chanting the meditation mantras, the songs of the divine food blended with snakes and tea, becoming madly excited by such a sound, I would forget everything and would only listen spellbound to those wonderful songs of Sri Krishna's food. The low, deep sound of his long, variety flute will call out, the very name of my own worship will be startled with wonder by hearing such a sound. The snakes will jump up in great haste with an extremely anxious heart, not knowing what they will miss. Psalm 6, the first chance to save. Thus waiting in my solitary cottage, I will constantly remain absorbed in the remembrance of Sri Radha's lotus feet. After some time, I will eventually see Sri Rupa Jari approaching. Coming up to me, she will say some very nice things to me. She will say, "O Sakhi, my dear friend, what are you doing sitting here? Come outside of it. Just see who is coming. The divine couple will now perform a splendorous, unparalleled, transcendental meeting, and today you will be one of the mates of the Lotus Feet. The real treasure of the Gopis is rich, is your smile, secret city, the eternal perfection of the personal love they each express, and these individual moods are transcendental, triple, and supreme riches. In contrast, neither the meditations of the yogis nor the impersonal speculations of the Brahma bodies do not bring such practitioners anywhere near the realm of such transcendental levels as are naturally exhibited by each of the individuals. If I could see them personally performing the midday pastimes there, I would be very much desirous of serving Buddhist Shiva. And whenever I get an opportunity to render some small service, I will perform that act of Buddhist Shiva. And when thus become rich, I will become a beneficial of Buddhist Shiva. that is where the rest of the debate comes. Listen to that as a remembrance of this. Out of all the places in Vrindavan, where Krishna performs his pastime, the place where his Guru comes is a remembrance. And the best place in all of Vrindavan is where the food, which possesses all kinds of consciousness. As soon as I hear Shiva Pindar thus describe the ways of the same of the living, I will become seized with such a meager yearning that I will soon fall again from sorrow. When will I ever become intensely eager to serve and to speak for the suffering? When will my soul's attitude make your soul die, that you will speak mercifully bestow upon me situation in my own form of this maidservant must confess